The following program is transcribed.
Captain Midnight! Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the makers of Ovaltine.
If you're one of the many millions who's been taking extra vitamins, I wonder, how do you feel about it? Do your extra vitamins seem to be doing you as much good as you'd hoped? Or haven't you picked up as much energy and vigor as you'd like? Well, if you aren't getting the good results you expected, this may be the reason. Perhaps you simply aren't taking your vitamins the way they can do you most good. You see, authorities now say that a great many people aren't getting full results from their vitamins, for it is now known that vitamins don't work alone. They work best along with certain other food elements. Now, that's why authorities are urging, take your vitamins in food for best results. So perhaps all you need to do to get better results from your vitamins is to get them in food. Now, that's not hard to do. A simple, pleasant way to do it is by drinking Ovaltine, the famous food drink. 2 glasses of Ovaltine a day give you all the extra vitamins and minerals you need if you're simply eating normal meals. And when you drink Ovaltine, you're getting your vitamins in food, the way they can do you most good. So why don't you change to Ovaltine for your extra vitamins and see if this doesn't make a big difference? Why not start drinking Ovaltine tonight and see if it doesn't reward you with keener vitality, increased energy, better all-round good health? Now, on with the action-packed chapter, Dangerous Flight, with Captain Midnight and the Secret Squadron in South America. Last time, you remember, Captain Midnight had almost succeeded in landing the crippled Secret Squadron plane on the airport when Joyce rushed to the cockpit to warn that Senor Schrecker was landing his plane ahead of them. For a moment, a collision appeared inevitable. And then, taking a desperate chance, Captain Midnight opened his throttles wide and hurtled the plane in front. But by that time, they had nearly reached the end of the runway. The main spar of the right wing, weakened by acid, started to give way. The plane hit the ground with a rending crash. Listen.
Chuck! Joyce! Are you all right?
I'm all right. Only my head. It feels queer.
Yeah, mine does too. But Joyce, she wasn't strapped to her seat. I'm afraid she's hurt.
I think I'm all right.
Hey, Captain Midnight. Chuck. Joyce.
We're all alive, Mud. But Joyce wasn't strapped in. She may be hurt. How about you and Bugs?
Oh, he's okay. He's gone outside to get a stretcher.
We won't need any.
Listen, there's the ambulance coming off.
We've got to get out of the plane, Captain Midnight. I smell gas.
Yeah, so do I. Them engines are real hot. It's reckon liable to catch fire any second.
You and Bugs help Joyce again.
Okay.
I can walk all right, sir.
Come on then, everyone. Get out of here, quick.
Okay. The cabin door's open. Must have happened when we crashed.
Hurry, hurry. Get out.
Look, sir. There's Major Childers.
My word. I never thought you'd get out of that crash alive.
Well, here comes the doctor from the ambulance.
Is everyone all right?
Well, I've got a small cut on my arm. I don't know just how I got it.
Doctor.
Si, senor. I'm at your service.
This girl has a cut on her arm. Will you dress it, please?
Si, senor. Will you come with me to the ambulance, senorita?
Oh, yes, certainly. I'll be with you in a jiffy, sir.
Mud, you and Austin stand guard over the plane. Don't let anyone go inside.
Okay, Captain. Come on, Bugs.
Major Childers, will you go to the administration building? I'll meet you there in a few moments.
Certainly, Captain Midnight.
What are we going to do now, sir?
Come on. We're going to get away from this crowd.
Okay.
We may not have had anything definite against Senor Schrecker before, Chuck, but we have now. He landed that plane in front of us. We'd have gotten on the ground safely if it hadn't been for him.
He didn't have to land when he did. And anyway, we were ahead of him all the time. Say, I just thought of something. He could have been listening on the radio when you called the field.
Yes, he could. And if he was, he knew what shape we were in.
The only thing is, he took a chance on getting killed himself.
It looks to me as if he was trying to force us to take off again.
Oh, if you'd done that, we'd all been killed. Hey, there's Senor Schrecker's plane now. It's in the same position it was when it stopped in front of us.
And there's someone walking this way. It's Senor Schrecker.
Yeah, and it looks as if he was just as anxious to see you as you are to see him.
Well, there are some things I'm going to straighten out with him right now. You turn and go back to the administration building, Chuck. I'll join you there in a few moments.
Okay, sir.
I wish to see you at once, Captain Midnight.
And I'd like to see you, Senor Shrekker. Why did you land directly in front of us?
I was about to ask you why you landed directly toward me. You could have killed me and my crew.
Don't you know flying regulations, Senor Shrekker?
I think I do, Captain Midnight. And I know that a plane in trouble has arrived away.
And I was in trouble. My right wing was about to buckle.
I do not know anything about your wing. I know that I was out of gas. I had to get on the ground at once. My engines died as soon as I was on the runway.
Well, we won't argue about that. But why did you follow me all the way from the mountain?
I would like to know why you are flying over my ranch.
The air is free, Senor Shrekker. Anyone can fly where he chooses.
Of course, Captain Midnight. I do not object to your flying over my ranch. However, if you are interested in it, why did you not land on my flying field? Even if I am not at home, there are those who would be eager to answer your questions and show you anything you wish to see. That is the courteous and friendly thing to do.
Perhaps I would have landed on your field had it not been for the fact that we started to have trouble with our plane. But frankly, I was in some doubt as to how much help I could count on from you.
Indeed, Captain Midnight, and why do you say that?
When I flew from the clearing near the crashed plane 2 days ago, I followed you. My right engine caught on fire and the wing followed. We were all forced to bail out. You must have seen what happened. But you didn't come back to search for us.
I do not like to dispute your word, but I most certainly did turn back to look for you, and despite the fact that I was having trouble with one of my engines. But there was a heavy ground mist, and neither I nor my crew could see anything. It was with the greatest difficulty that I was able to reach my landing field. If you will check with the state police, you will find that I made a radio report of your disappearance.
Very well, Senor Shrekker. Let's forget the matter.
I do not know why you have come to this country, Captain Midnight. That is certainly none of my business. But if you are interested in the country to the west, you have only to call upon me and the other ranchers who live in that region. We will be only too glad to help you.
Thank you. And now I must see that my wrecked plane is cleared from the field. Good day, Senor Shrekker.
Good day, Captain Midnight.
Now, a half hour later, a wrecked secret squadron plane has been dragged to the rear of the hangar, which Captain Midnight has been using, and on the ramp in front of the hangar is Senor Paredes' amphibian. Ichabod Mutt is in the cockpit, starting the engines. Nearby, just off the ramp, Captain Midnight is talking to Chuck. Listen.
He wanted to know why we were flying over his ranch. He said if we were so much interested in it, to fly out there, land, make ourselves at home.
Lupin, loops. Maybe we've got Senor Shrekker all wrong.
Maybe we have, Chuck. I've been mistaken before. But I told you when I first saw Senor Shrekker on that jungle clearing, and I tell you again, he's a dangerous man.
Well, what about flying to his ranch and landing? We'd save a lot of time if we could make it our headquarters.
We're not landing there unless we have to. I don't trust Senor Shrekker, and I'm a little bit afraid that if we did, we might be playing his game.
What in the dickens is his game?
Well, I hope very much we're going to find out within a few days. But remember this, Chuck. All of our troubles so far have been connected with Senor Shrekker. What's more, he was the only one besides us who knew about the treasure in that crashed plane. Then it disappeared, and he admits flying back to his ranch.
Yeah, and if he flew back to his ranch, then he passed over the clearing on his way.
And he had the rest of that night and all of the next day to return to the wrecked plane without our knowing about it. But enough of that. I'm leaving you in charge while I'm gone, Chuck. And I want to warn you to be on your guard. We're surrounded by enemies everywhere we go. We're being watched every minute. A thoroughly organized effort is being made to get rid of us. That's proved by our experience this morning.
I have an idea how that acid was put in the plane, sir.
It's not so much how it was put in as who did it. I want you to work on that while I'm away.
Are you taking Mud with you?
Yes, I am, Chuck.
Well, when do you think you'll be back, sir?
I don't know exactly. Perhaps before daybreak tomorrow morning, and perhaps not until tomorrow evening. Well, I
better
be
here. Here comes Joyce.
Dick, he's been revving up the engines of the amphibian. Are we going somewhere?
Well, Mud and I are, but you, Chuck, Bugs, are to stay here. What about that cut on your arm?
The doctor had to take several stitches in it, but it doesn't bother me at all. I'm ready for duty right now.
That's fine, Joyce, because you and Chuck will have plenty to do. When I get back, the fireworks will really start.
Happy landing, sir.
Happy landings, Captain Midnight.
All set, Captain.
Okay, Iggy, let's get in the air.
Gosh, wish we were going with him. But I guess someone has to stay here.
Oh, where's he going, Chuck?
I don't know. Must be awful important, though. Because he doesn't make a sudden flight like that very often. Especially without our knowing what it's all about.
Well, there he goes.
Here's Major Childers.
Is that Captain Midnight in the amphibian?
Yes, Major Childers. It's Captain Midnight Nicky. We're going on an important confidential mission.
Boy, I sure wish we could go along. But we've got a job to do here.
Well, anyway, we haven't anything to fly now, Ramsey. That new secret squadron plane is a total wreck.
But the engine can be salvaged, and probably a lot of other parts.
Quite true enough, but They don't make an airplane.
Captain Midnight's heading north. Hey, maybe he's flying to the United States to get one.
No, Chuck, I don't think so. If that had been the case, he'd have taken you with him.
Quite right, Miss Joyce, because Captain Midnight would want to bring back Senor Paredes' amphibian.
Say, look, you two. In front of the administration building, there's Senor Shrecker. And he's staring to the north where Captain Midnight's disappearing. Boy, you sure can't get away from one thing. Senor Shrecker's plenty interested in what Captain Midnight does.
And if I'm not mistaken, Chuck, we're going to have a lot more to do with Senor Shrecker before we're through. Well, I must be getting back to my office. Is there any help I can give you before I leave?
Yes, sir, there is. I have an idea about how that acid got in the plane.
Oh?
And I also... Hey!
What?
Senor Paredes' mechanic Pedro and a lot of other people are getting in the cabin of our wrecked plane. Captain Midnight doesn't want anyone inside. Come on. We better tell him to get out, then put a guard over the plane.
It's now evening of the same day. On a deserted road, several miles from the airport, a car is stopped and the back door is open. A dark figure emerges from the surrounding shadows and slips into the back seat.
So, Pedro, you have failed.
But, senor, I do everything I can. There is the special inspection plate on the top of the wing near the fuselage. I opened this plate in the night, and I put in the jug containing acid. There is the hole in the bottom of the jug with the metal plug. After several hours, the acid eats through the plug and drips onto the main spar of the wing.
Then why did the wing not break off?
I do not know. I do not understand what happened. After the plane crashes, I looked inside. But the jug is gone.
Captain Midnight must have found it. In some way, he got it out. Otherwise, the plane could not have flown all the way back to the airport.
But surely the acid does the work, senor. Because the main spar breaks off when Captain Midnight lands.
I knew he was having trouble and was trying to get on the ground as fast as he could. I had Captain Stein land in front of him so as to force him to take off again. Fortunately, we were almost out of gas and I had Captain Stein cut the engines when we reached the runway.
But Captain Midnight does not take off again. He opens the throttles wide and jumps your plane, senor. And then he lands and the wing breaks off. But the crash is not bad enough to kill him.
The next time he must not escape. And you will see that he does not.
But what am I to do? This time I think
this
surely...
This time I am not leaving it to you. Here is something you will take with you. It is a small box. You will have no difficulty putting it into the plane Captain Midnight will fly the next time.
Captain Midnight has flown away. I do not know when he will be back.
He will be back. Otherwise, he would not have left the boy and the girl here. You will know when they expect to fly again. You set this bomb like an alarm clock. Then you wind it up. It will explode when you wish it to. You will set it to explode about 3 hours after you think Captain Midnight will take off.
I think Captain Midnight is already suspicious of me. Next time, if he should escape...
But he will not escape. This bomb is constructed of a new and powerful explosive. Captain Midnight and the plane and those in it will be blown to 1,000 pieces.
Well, Captain Midnight was certainly right. Enemies are surrounding the secret squadron agents everywhere. But where has Captain Midnight gone? What new plans has he made? Don't miss the exciting adventure tomorrow. Jungle Rendezvous. And now, the news about vitamins I gave you earlier is so important, I'd like to repeat it. Authorities now know, after long experience with vitamins, that the best way to get them is in food. So, to get most good from your extra vitamins, be sure to take them in food. The easiest and most delicious way to do this is by drinking Ovaltine, the famous food drink. So why not change to Ovaltine for your extra vitamins and minerals starting tonight? And tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, to Captain Midnight. Until tomorrow, then, this is Pierre-André, your Ovaltine announcer, saying goodbye and happy landing.